they were clear-headed and knew what the mission was and didn't really change, you know, their demeanor. They just continued to work hard, and it paid off for us at the end. You know, dissecting the drive, I mean, we felt like for most of the night we had it dialed in and could move the ball on those guys. We no turnovers was a big deal.
Sure.
Shot ourselves in the foot a couple times, and it's a bit of a judgment call with the, you know, a couple of those plays that were brought back, but we understood and continue to play hard. That's a good football team. Ponca City's good. They're they got everybody back and much improved. And you know, Coach Harmon's one of the better coaches in 6A football and does a good job with, you know, those kids. And we were very pleased to get out of there with the win.
Yeah, and let's go ahead and just kind of dissect that final drive. Since you alluded to it, I did want to talk about it. Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport here on our weekly radio show, live from Dink's from 6 until 7 o'clock. By the way, the entire team is here tonight for their team dinner. If you were wondering if there's a little bit more background noise than usual, we got about 50 or 60 Bruins lining up, eating some Dink's tonight. These have they've had a busy week after they had their fundraiser for Coach Rigdon on Monday. But let's talk about that final drive. You guys score to go up by 5, fail on a 2-point conversion. So you're basically in a situation where with the way Ponca City scores the football, the way they run their offense, in all likelihood, if they're able to kind of string some runs together and score on a drive, it's going to put you guys in a really tough spot. Either, you know, you're not going to have a ton of time left if you get the ball back. Obviously, if they had scored on a quick strike or a big play, as they had a couple times earlier, perhaps that changes things a bit. But when you kind of just looked at the time, you could tell that it might come down to this very possession. That's ended up exactly what happened. Ponca City, you know, kind of drained a couple minutes off the clock, getting it inside your guys' own territory. And just kind of walk me through those last few plays. There was a holding penalty. They tried kind of a trick play. We alluded to this a little bit during last week's coaches show, that their tailback had been their quarterback when their starter last week was injured. So just kind of walk me through those last few plays.
You know, after every snap and during every snap, I am processing the information, trying to, you know, look at, you know, what our situational stuff is, and then communicating with our defensive staff about, you know, what we're seeing and what personnel is coming onto the field. And we had a really good, you know, beat on when certain guys were on the field, what they were going to be doing. Now, we had that same beat early on, and they busted a couple long runs on us, and our kids had settled in, and they called a timeout on a second down, and we visited with our kids about what was going on in the situation and felt really good about it. I think down a third down and 4, I think we stopped them, and that was a holding penalty right there. And so looking at the clock and the way we could go score if we needed to, we felt like it was better to not give them a 4th and 4. We wanted to put them back in a 3rd down and 17 look, and made another big play there, and then ended up on 4th down and 22. They threw it deep, and that's not what they want to do the most of, and that's something that we practice against every Thursday the entire year. So felt very confident in that, and that's exactly how it ended. So it was a good win, man. Good series. I enjoy, you know, it coming down, and if you win it on offense, that's a great thing. Everybody, you know, celebrates that stuff. But to win it on defense, it feels a little different sometimes. You know, it's a more kids want to play offense than they do defense. So to go win it on defense looks very attractive to, you know, kids. Some of that stuff that's mind games, I guess.
Sure.
But a lot of fun to just watch those guys celebrate when it was over, you know.
So. Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport on his weekly radio show from Dink's Pit Barbecue off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday evening. Bartlesville beating Ponca City 34-29, the final score this past Friday. Bruins pick up their 2nd win of the season. Let's talk about that 3rd and 4 play. Kider Welch, the tailback, once again rolled on the outside, and kind of it was actually an end around. I don't think he was actually lined up as a tailback, now that my memory serves me. Is that correct? He came across as a wide receiver, correct?
He did.
So he's usually the tailback, but he came across as a wide receiver in motion. They handed it to him on kind of an end around wide receiver run. And you could kind of just tell by the way he was running a little bit hesitantly that perhaps he might think about throwing the football. Braden Winters came within an eyelash of just ending that ball game. You know, he threw it right to Braden on the sideline. That the game would have been over had he been able to hold on to that pick.
Yeah, that ball accidentally hit him in the face mask, so he missed that.
But they had the hold on the backside of the play, and evidently, Coach, it must have been a few yards upfield because that's what enabled you guys to take the penalty and move it back effectively 13, 14 yeah. yards rather than, you know, a regular 10-yard holding penalty if it had been at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, it was a few yards behind where the ball carrier was. You know, I'll point out also we almost ended that thing with a Devin Beck pass defense there that we had a chance at. The kids are taught to keep their eyes in a certain spot, read their keys, and when that thing started happening, you know, that's eye candy to some of those backers. They keep their eyes where they're supposed to be. We read the play. People are fitting correct, and unlike the, you know, Sand Springs trick play, we had more guys in the right place than we did then, and yeah, the hole was on the backside, and it backed it up, you know, put us in a better situation, and Two downs later, you know, we get to go out in victory formation, which is not always a given to catch the ball and
exactly
take a
right.
knee. Something we practice a lot of and make sure it's right, but that's not always a given either. So good little sequence there to end the game.
We'll talk about this maybe a little bit more when we get into Muskogee. Of course, we're recapping Bartlesville's win over Ponca City last week. But Bartlesville takes on a Muskogee team that beat Booker T 7-6 last week. And it was funny, I went to, they've got some kind of rougher TV or whatnot, and I was watching the end of the ball game, and I, as an announcer, I can't say that I blame them, but I was listening to their announcer talk about how the game was over and they were one knee away from winning it, and I had known what was about to happen. Muskogee fumbled the snap on a victory formation, just take a knee with, and it was the last snap. They'd already taken a couple knees. I think there was 14 seconds left or something like that. They fumbled the snap, and then Booker T actually ended up with about a 31-yard field goal to try to kick it to win the ball game at the end of regulation. That's what happened to Bartlesville's opponent last week. Booker T had it blocked, so Muskogee held on, and that was an interesting dichotomy at the end of the ball game. They've had a couple weird games in a row, Muskogee
yeah,
has.
No doubt. Yeah, that's a scary place to be in. I've seen it one other time, and like 1994, a victory formation went bad, and the team jumped on it. Actually won a game on a Hail Mary pass. So we practice that every, you know, and not just that. I mean, it sounds silly right now, but, you know, it's not just the quarterback taking that snap. We have two up backs that are watching that very carefully, and if that thing goes wrong, they're just, you know, they have jobs that they're supposed to do.
And then, you know, with the way spread offenses are, you guys are almost never under center. I can't remember. You've taken the knee. I think it was actually Harrison Clark who ended up in victory formation when you guys beat Sand Springs. Do you go under center, or do you take that out of the shotgun?
We take it out of the shotgun.
And was Muskogee in the shotgun?
They were in the shotgun as well.
Okay, they were.
Yeah, it's just maybe the up backs were not looking the right way.
You know, and I know I can remember when I was a student at Oklahoma State, I think it was Brandon Whedon's first year as a starter. I think it was Troy. Oklahoma State had some more trouble with than they should have, and they were in victory formation. And that was before you saw a lot of spread-style teams move from taking that victory formation snap out of the shotgun, if that's what you're used to doing. And they kept on fumbling, I think, three or four times that year. And they usually recovered them, like you talked about. The upbacks are looking at that. But three or four times they fumbled that snap going under center because it's not something you're used to doing, neither side, the quarterback nor the center. So if you're not used to doing that, that's one of the reasons why you see you guys and other teams end up taking that out of the shotgun, because it's hard to do when you don't do it a ton.
Well, we practice it every week, just make sure we're ready to go.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us on his weekly radio show. Bartlesville coming off that win over Ponca City, 34-29. Bruins will be on the road at Muskogee for their second straight road game here toward the end of 2019 on Friday night. Obviously need to touch on Caden Davis. He was the guy who we named as our player of the game in the booth, and it was a pretty easy decision. 11 tackles on defense. He had a blocked extra point and a 95-yard-plus kick return for a touchdown on special teams, and then he had two receptions, four scores, and 140 yards receiving in total. on Friday night. So that is truly someone in all three phases that dominated. He was everywhere on Friday evening, and it kind of feels like we've been building to that point. He'd been tremendous for several weeks in a row and just had even more of a coming out party against the Wildcats.
Yeah, what a great job. I mean, here's the thing. It didn't shock me, not at all. And I think you talk to his parents, and I think his parents would say the same thing. It didn't shock them, because when he's doing what he's supposed to do, when he's paying attention and doing all the little things right, he's a pretty dynamic football player. I knew in practice last week there were a couple times when he was, directing players around him to make sure that they knew what they were doing in certain situational things, and just hearing him, he looked like he was really dialed in. And incredible, boost of energy there after their first drive that looked like it was fairly easy to move the ball.
Sure.
We made some adjustments after those first two drives, but they hit us pretty quick and kicked it deep to him, and he came to the sideline. I said, "Hey, listen, they probably won't do that again. So, you have to play get your yard somewhere else or whatever." And he's an excited, good football player, and can't say enough about him doing the little things away from Friday nights. That stuff is what has put him in a position to make some plays on Friday nights. Our quarterbacks, again, don't look at the score or the players. They have a certain scheme, and the offensive guys have just plugged in the next guy. And if it's Shane Simpson or Caleb Perry or Caden Davis, they just the next guy up and keep making plays. So really proud of those guys. Caden, he is so calm through all that stuff. He has a lot of fun. Really proud of the performance he had. Blocked the extra point. That says a lot about who you are right there, man. If you're willing to go do that on extra point, that's pretty special. Not everybody wants to go do that.
Game,
oh, without a doubt. Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yes.
Yeah, they chose to chase those points there. I think it was toward the tail end of the third quarter, if my memory serves me correctly. And they ended up not getting a two-point conversion on a reception. And it ended up not getting to that point, but with what was a 29-28 lead, instead of just being, I guess it would have been 30-28. That keeps you guys in it, if were they to get another touchdown, only in one possession, so that those things kind of snowball. It's the reason why lots of times, and myself included, you're just sitting in front of the TV on a Saturday or Sunday going, go for two, you know, my one, or whatever. Those points might make a difference down the line, so that mattered.
We have a two-point chart. We work off that. We've broken it down a little bit further than the normal chart that is out there, and has to do with flow of the game and quarter and some of the analytics that go into what's going on. And so when it was 29-28, we score a touchdown there and we're up 34-29, then we look at it and go, okay, this is a situation where we could go for two, and if we get it, it's a bonus. If we don't, it's not going to kill us. They had a good field goal kicker. You saw that right before the half. That was a bad job of clock management by me. I wanted to run that thing a little bit down, 12, 15 seconds on that fourth down. But we had a three-play series there that we wanted to get to, and we needed that first down and a little bit more time. So we stopped it at like 43 seconds. Then we didn't get the fourth down, and they ended up kicking a field goal to go up. And really, our kids, they weren't freaking out or whatever. They were completely calm going into the locker room. They felt confident about what was going on and came out and continued to play.
Yeah, that was actually the fifth deficit, so I missed that one on my little chart that I had here. So you guys were down five separate times in that ball game, as we chat with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport on his weekly radio show. We'll have our Wasmiller Insurance player profile. Bruin defensive back, wide receiver Cody Tate going to come on and join us during the program here in just a little bit. We'll also preview Bartlesville and Muskogee, a big district matchup coming up for the Bruins on Friday night, as we'll travel down to the south and east to take on the Muskogee Ruffers. A few other things I wanted to touch on. Alex Jimenez, that was a name we haven't mentioned a lot of, or somebody else on the defensive line that had his number, evidently stepped in and did a really good job on a Friday night.
Yes, Bryson Austin has been coming along, doing a much better job, and he done a really good job the other night. We had a couple of defensive linemen that had not played in a couple of weeks back, and that helps us a lot, especially with the style of offense that they run, which is a ground and pound type deal, And I kept looking for them to, pull that thing and try to throw it to some of that those wideouts during that. Gave up one semi-deep ball on the night, but kind of held that stuff in check. I think that says a lot about the, you know, the defensive backs and those situational things. And we had to depend on some linebackers. Braden Winters had 15 tackles, and Noah Yaze 14 tackles of the night, which still, I mean, those guys were juniors who were making a lot of plays for us. So,
and it's important to kind of point out, by the way, as we get toward the, you know, last several weeks of the 2019 season, how many guys that aren't seniors that continue to contribute for you guys. You mentioned a couple guys there, Caleb Perry, Caden Davis. I think Braden Winters was somebody that you just threw out there, a few of your other offensive linemen. There's a lot of guys that that are contributing, you know, major snap counts for you all that are not seniors. I know that Lakin and Ben will obviously be talked about quite a bit because they're the two that handle the ball a little bit more than others. But there's a lot of guys that have been big contributors to this team that will again be back next year.
Yeah, a lot of skilled kids on offense. We have two seniors on the offensive line, but the rest of those guys will be back. And defensive line, we, you know, play with a couple of seniors there, but most of the rotation is underclassmen. And, defensive back-wise, we've, you know, had Seth Long as a senior out there the entire year, but have rotated a lot of guys back there with, you know, that are underclassmen as well, that are, you know, getting quality reps. And then, you know, Rocky Schumann and Braden are both underclassmen that are out there. Hunter McClintock is another one that is a wheel linebacker, played a lot for us so far. He's an underclassman. And we got some younger guys, you know. I think about Hayden Thompson as another offensive line kid that's come a long way. Zane Hainzinger is another one that's come a long way. We'll get Paxton Bradford back. And Dylan McCoy's doing more things than just kicking lately. We're trying to get him the ball a little bit in practice and just looking at some things he can do. He's a very fast football player. Gage Keaton, what a year he's had so far, you know. Nick Smith's come a long way. Of course, he's, you know, 6'5 or whatever. Bright future for us, so.
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us on his weekly radio show live from the Dink's Pit Barbecue off Frank Phillips Boulevard here in Bartlesville. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the radio each and every single Wednesday and, of course, Friday night for the ball games here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the Bartlesville Radio app. You can also tune in online with your audio as well. And, of course, you can watch the program for the first time this year for free on Wednesday nights, K1TV.com. And if you miss them or wanted to go back and see another part of it again, or maybe you're about to miss this Cody Tate interview coming up, you can go back online and check those again. So we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport every single Wednesday from Dink's Pit Barbecue right here on K1. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll get our Wassmiller Insurance player profile, a senior defensive back and wide receiver, Cody Tate. He's been in a little bit more at one of those safety spots. He'll come on and join us. And then also we'll preview the Muskogee Roughers as we talk about Bartlesville's second-to-last regular season game Friday night at Muskogee. All that and more on the way. You're listening to the Jason Sports Show live from Dink's on AM 1400 and FM 93.3 K1.
One Family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dungis Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us, and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. DungisChoice.com.
Freeze warning is in effect overnight as we start to clear the skies out after some drizzle and possibly a little bit of freezing drizzle. Be possible as that ends, and then we're looking for basically clearing skies, and it's going to be cold in the morning. Look for morning temperatures dropping down to right around 24, 25 degree area. Winds will be out of the north to northwest, 15 to 20 miles per hour, and we have wind chills down between about 10 and 20. So get ready to bundle up tomorrow morning. Sunshine tomorrow, look for high temperatures topping out around 44. And on Friday, look for sunshine. We should be doing pretty well. Of course, for Halloween evening, everything is fine, but it will be cold with temperatures in the low to mid-30s. But on Friday itself, sunshine and warming trend in the mid-50s with gusty south winds. Saturday, another cool front comes in. That'll knock our temperatures back down the range of 50 to 55 with northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Sunday, look for sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s across much of the area. We do have another storm system coming in by Tuesday. They'll give us a chance some showers and cooler weather again. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste. Same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard, no time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce, oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand, ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
Stay connected with K1 Text Messaging.
Breaking news, headline, severe weather warnings.
Delivered immediately to you on your phone. Brought to you by Lucas Metalworks. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Weather, sports scores, and more delivered immediately to you on your phone with K1 Text.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
For a guy to split open, he's hit. Now he throws on the run toward the back of the end zone. There's a guy there. The pass is tipped and incomplete. It's incomplete with 21 seconds left to play. Bartlesville forces a turnover on downs with 21 seconds.
Welcome back to Dink's Pit Barbecue, live on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the free-to-download Bartlesville radio app. Want to thank Dink's for providing us hospitality every single Wednesday evening as we talk with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport and also a senior player. And tonight's player profile going to be Bruin, defensive back, and wide receiver Cody Tate. Cody, yes, good evening. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Pretty good. Glad to have you on the program. Yes, Cody, last few weeks with some injuries in the secondary and whatnot, you've been filtering in quite a bit more, not only at defensive back, but wide receiver too. Just go ahead and kind of walk me through how the last 4 or 5 weeks have been for you.
Well, it's been fun. I'm starting a lot at corner, and I've only gotten beat a couple of times, so...
Is that the goal, not to get beat? Is that kind of what the...
Just try not to get burned.
Let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit. Trying not to get burned, what goes into that? What kind of goes into your mind? You know, pre-snap, is that guy's burning up the sideline? You're going to face some athletes, certainly, on Friday night at Muskogee. What are you trying to do to make sure you keep yourself close to him there?
Well, just focus on my technique and make sure that I don't let them get a free release down the sideline.
Free release down the sideline for people that don't know. Explain that.
I just got to get my hands on and slow them down as much as possible.
So be physical.
Yep.
Talking with Cody Tate, Bartlesville senior defensive back and wide receiver as well. He's our Waspiller Insurance player profile this evening on the Jason Sports Show. Cody, win at Ponca City last week. How was that? How'd that one rank for you?
It was fun. It's good to have a win.
Good to have a win. Obviously, you guys have beaten Sand Springs earlier, right. Kept you alive in the playoff hunt for sure. And as you kind of progress down toward the end of 2019, your senior season, you thinking about that at all? You might only have a handful of games left?
Right. I played football for a long time, and it's going to be sad to walk away from the sport.
Let's talk a little bit about you off the field, and when we can talk about the Muskogee Roughers a little bit. Hobbies, things you like to do. What are you going to do when you get out of here tonight?
Well, I like to play video games and hang out with my friends.
Video games, what do you like to do? That video games has been a popular answer this year, by the way.
Yeah, I play Rocket League with a lot of my friends.
Rocket League, that was another answer from someone earlier. Maybe Ben Winters is over there cheering on Rocket League. And what is that, a computer or PS4?
It's a PS4 game, also a computer game.
Okay, and then it's a shooting game?
No, it's like soccer, but with cars.
Oh, it's soccer with cars. No, now that you mean, I remember this now. I'd forgotten what it was. I did not know. I guess I am getting old because I do not know anything about Rocket League as we talk with Bartlesville senior defensive back and wide receiver Cody Tate or Waspiller Insurance player profile. TV shows, what do you like to watch?
I don't watch much TV. I don't really have a lot of free time to watch TV anymore.
Okay, favorite movies?
Infinity War, Endgame, you know, the Marvel movies.
So you like, you're kind of a superhero guy?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Probably Captain America.
Captain America, yeah. That's a good one. And then, what about as a kid? Did you always like Captain America?
Yeah, I think so.
Now, you got Halloween coming up.
Right.
Run me through a few of your Halloween costumes when you were a kid. What was your favorite one?
Well, I remember one year I was a Power Ranger. One year I was Ben 10. And that's pretty much all I remember.
Okay, and so Power Ranger may be your favorite one. Do you remember which color you were?
Red.
Red Power Ranger. Talking with Cody Tate, Bartlesville senior defensive back here on our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Cody, when you're done here in May, any future plans? You know what you like to do just yet?
Well, the track season, obviously. And then I hope to go to college.
Do you know where you'd like to go?
Yeah, I think Harding.
Harding, okay. Mm-hmm. That would, you want to run track?
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. And what races do you run?
I do hurdles.
Hurdles. And, and from what I remember, you were pretty successful at them. How many meters?
110 and 300, but I am mainly good at the 110.
The 110. Yeah. What's a key to success for running a good time in the 110 hurdles?
Just consistency between the hurdles.
What does that mean?
Well, just focusing on getting my steps right in between the hurdles. It's a lot about rhythm.
So it's about timing it out, right? Have you busted it?
Hurdles? My first meet of my high school season coming out of middle school, the very first hurdle, I completely ate it. So
humbling.
Right.
Did you get some skinned up knees or what?
Yeah, definitely. The track's pretty rough.
I don't know that I could make it over a hurdle. I'd like to see if I could make it over one. That would be pretty good. I'd like to take a running start and try to make it over one. As we talk with Cody Tate here, Cody, other sports teams you cheer for? You Cowboys fan? Who do you cheer for?
Patriots.
Big Patriots fan. Yeah. How did that come about?
I don't know. It just started like them as a child and just kept watching them.
It's a very convenient team to like.
Yeah, I know.
What about college wise? Do you care?
Oklahoma.
Yeah. You know, baseball tonight. We got the Nationals. Astro. Not a baseball guy.
No, not a baseball guy.
Don't care about that at all.
No.
What's your favorite sport outside of track and obviously, you know, football? What's your favorite sport?
Probably. I don't watch any other sport than football.
You're a big football and track guy. Talking with Cody Tate, our Bartlesville senior defensive back and a wide receiver, Wassmiller Insurance player profile. You guys take on Muskogee, still in the hunt for the playoffs. I know Coach Sport likes to take things, you know, one step at a time, but kind of your thoughts going into that ball game. It's a big one against a really good team. Team at 7-1 on the year.
Right. I think our offensive line's going to have to step up and create some holes for Lakin to run through. Our receiver's going to have to catch the ball. We need playmakers all around the field.
And for you on defensive side of things, when you're out there, what are some of your keys?
Just focus on my coverage, focus on what I've been training, practicing to do.
Bartlesville senior defensive back Cody Tate, our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Cody, we appreciate the time, sir. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you to Cody Tate. Stopping by and speaking with us tonight. Full house is the team's here for team dinner for the Bartlesville Football Coaches Show with head coach of the Bruins, Jason Sport. We'll take another break. We'll come back. We'll continue to talk about Bartlesville's win over Ponca City, and we'll preview the Muskogee Roughers, Bartlesville and Muskogee, coming your way Friday night right here on K1. All that and more coming up. You're listening to coverage of Bruin football on AM 1400 and FM 93.3. K1, BartlesvilleRadio.com, the Bartlesville Radio app, and also downloadable on the website at K1TV.com.
Sometimes in life, everything seems the same. It's kind of lame. Same drive-through, same menu, same taste, same pizza box with a different name. Gotta make a move, head towards the light. Dink's Pit Barbecue, a hickory wood fire burns bright. There's that aroma on Frank's Boulevard. No time to waste. Tender and moist meats and that succulent sauce. Oh, what a beautiful taste. Life's good now. Took a stand. Ate at Dink's Pit Barbecue, and life is grand.
It's time for Bartlesville High Football 2019, and the Bruins play on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Listen to Bartlesville Football every Friday this fall thanks to Randy Bloom, your local Edward Jones agent, the Dunges Family of Autos, Sutterfield Financial Group, Patriot Chevrolet Buick, American Heritage Bank, and Dr. Heath Potter, dentist, DDS.
He's hit. Now he throws on the run toward the back of the end zone. There's a guy there. The pass is tipped and incomplete. It's incomplete. With 21 seconds left to play, Bartlesville forces a turnover on down.
Football plays on K1 thanks to Brian Kennedy Insurance, Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ferris Heating and Air, and Westminster Presbyterian Church. Bartlesville has another road contest on Friday night when the Bruins travel to Muskogee. A 7 o'clock kick and a 6:30 pregame here on K1.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Freeze warning is in effect overnight as we start to clear the skies out after some drizzle and possibly a little bit of freezing drizzle. Be possible as that ends. And then we're looking for basically clearing skies and it's going to be cold in the morning. Look for morning temperatures dropping down to right around 24, 25 degree area. Winds will be out of the north to northwest 15 to 20 miles per hour. And we have wind chills down between about 10 and 20. So get ready to bundle up tomorrow morning. Sunshine tomorrow. Look for high temperatures topping out around 44. And on Friday, look for sunshine. We should be doing pretty well. Of course, for Halloween evening, everything is fine, but it will be cold with temperatures in the low to mid 30s. But on Friday itself, sunshine and warming trend in the mid 50s with gusty south winds. Saturday, another cool front comes in. That'll knock our temperatures back down the range of 50 to 55 with northwest winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Sunday, look for sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 50s to low 60s across much of the area. We do have another storm system coming in by Tuesday. They'll give us a chance some showers and cooler weather again. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 Chief Meteorologist Travis Meyer.
One family has been selling vehicles in Oklahoma for 90 years. Dungess Family of Autos. We're Oklahoma's oldest Toyota dealer, and we've been selling Fords and Lincolns here in Bartlesville even longer. Trade with us and you'll have a low-pressure, enjoyable time buying a car, truck, or SUV. And every new vehicle comes with our complimentary 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. When it comes to Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln, you have a choice. DungesChoice.com.
It's time for Bartlesville High Football 2019, and the Bruins play on K1, AM 1400 and FM 93.3. Listen to Bartlesville Football every Friday this fall thanks to Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, ConocoPhillips, ASAP General Stores, Moxie on 2nd Street, and Phillips 66.
He's hit. Now he throws on the run toward the back of the end zone. There's a guy there. The pass is tipped and incomplete. It's incomplete. With 21 seconds left to play, Bartlesville forces a turnover on
down. Bruins play on K1 thanks to United Linen and Uniform, Wassmiller Insurance, KOTV, the News on 6, Musselman Abstract Company, and Jane Phillips Medical Center, St. John's. Bruin football will have another tough test on Friday as Bartlesville makes the long trip down to Muskogee. A 7 o'clock kick and a 6:30 pregame right here on K1.
Outside the 20, the 30, open field to the 40. He's at midfield. One man to beat the 30. Cuts back toward the center of the field. Breaks the tackle at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Bartlesville. No flags on the play. 95 yards. Caden Davis for a Bruins score. And Bartlesville is...
I think Coach Port's enjoying that Marvin Gaye as we return back here to the Dink's Pit Barbecue. Bartlesville High head football coach Jason Sport and also Brady Rigdon joining us on the program. Brady asked that he could come by and say something. Brady, we'll let you take it for a minute.
Thank you, Evan. I just want to say on behalf of our family, I would like to thank everyone who supported us at Dink's, the GoFundMe account. It's a very special thing for our family as I'm glad I got to grow up in a community with such great support. I mean, it is insane. On my phone, I have about 100 text messages just from people I don't even know. Just, hey, I'm praying for you, man. I'm praying for your family. Just people coming in and out saying, hey, we love you, dude. And it's been awesome. I ordered food from here on Monday at around 12, and we got it at like 10 o'clock at night, and that is just crazy to me. And it's just mind-blowing, and I'm so blessed that I got to grow up in such a great community that supports my dad, that supports me, and like my entire family.
Brady, we appreciate you coming on and saying that. Well said, sir.
Thank you.
I agree. Yep, really cool that that Dinks did that on Monday. And I saw Coach Sport here. I did some check-ins for the radio side of thing during the lunchtime hours and came back and actually ate dinner here, too. This will be my third Dinks meal in about four or five tries. So I'm hanging in there stomach-wise.
Sounds like heaven right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And you know, there was a big, long wait at lunch, and we came back at 7 o'clock. We didn't sit down until almost 8, so pretty cool. The community does a great job. And not only Dinks for doing that, obviously, as Brady said, but thank you to everyone that came out, too. It's not just – it takes two to tango, right? If no one decides they want to come eat, it doesn't really matter. So that was a really cool deal.
That's awesome.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate
you. Thank you, Brady. Evan, I was here at like 10:15 the other day. They didn't open till 11. I was in line, and there was a guy in here, a complete stranger. Visited with him just a moment, and I asked how he knew Spence. And he said, I don't know him. I said, but you're here doing that? He said, yeah. He said, Spence is a Bruin. I'm a Bruin. So we're going to come do this. And he actually bought lunch for a handful of his neighbors in that area, which I thought was pretty cool. It was a great deal, so.
Very awesome. Yep, that was a cool deal on Monday. We've got some coverage of that on our website on the news side at BartlesvilleRadio.com as we can kind of switch gears in the program and talk a little bit about the Muskogee Ruffers, Bartlesville's upcoming opponent on Friday night. Second road game in a row, Coach. First time you guys have had to do that. You guys have finished with kind of a road-heavy schedule toward the tail end of the season, obviously inverse from last year. By the way, if people were wondering, because I did have a couple people ask, the districts for 2020-2021 have not been released yet. Usually they would have been released several
July.
Weeks ago. Yeah.
We would have got this in July.
And I know I read about why they weren't. I don't really understand it. It has something to do with Oklahoma City and some of their ADM. It's not worth going into, except for that. It'll be sometime probably around Thanksgiving, so a matter of just a few weeks away, when we'll know where Bartlesville's district is. The point I was making is last year you guys had kind of home-heavy toward the end. This year you're road-heavy, so you get to go on the road to a really good Muskogee team and a club that maybe had the most back outside of anyone in your district and was already obviously a good football team a year ago. They made the playoffs. They lost to Stillwater in the first round of the playoffs last year, and they've got almost all their guys back on offense and a good contingent on defense from that team from last year.
Yeah, without a doubt. Head coach Rafe Watkins, who has multiple state championships, does a good job. They were very young a year ago and played very hard, done a good job there. And got a ton of people back and don't do a lot of stuff, but they keep it very simple and they're very good at it. Offensive line, probably the biggest offensive line we'll see this year. Most everybody up there is about 260 or bigger. Running back that doesn't weigh a lot, but, man, he runs like he's, 245 pounds. He's a big kid. And their quarterback does a great job. He can throw the ball, but he can also pull it and run. I mean, it gives them multiple options to do some things. They've had a dynamic season. They beat Midwest City early on and did beat Booker T last week. And tough opponent. We're excited to get an opportunity to go down there and play the Ruffers. And our kids, this is what we love to do. So,
Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport with us. Muskogee 7-1. They're number 4 in the state according to most rankings. Almost everyone has them in the top 5. Mentioned they went 6-5 last year, ended up losing to Gunnar Gundy's Stillwater Pioneers in the first round. They're already in the playoffs, so they're in the postseason for the fourth straight season now. They were under 500 every year from 2013 through 2015. And I was thinking about this, and obviously you're well aware. I don't know that we've talked about it on the show, though, about how many good coaches are in this district now. Really, like, long-time established Oklahoma high school football coaches with Rafe Watkins and Scott Harmon and obviously Lauren Montgomery for Bixby. And a lot of
Brad
the other
Caleb.
Ones, yeah, Brad Caleb.
All those guys have state
even,
championships.
Even Dustin Kennard hasn't won a state championship, but he's been there for
it.
More than
yep.
a decade. Yeah, so there is a number of guys that have been around a really long time. It kind of goes to show you that people expected 6A2 to be competitive, and it's been just that. And there's a lot of people that have found this to be a really good, you know, level of football.
It is. It's dynamic. It's there's no there's no bottom feeder teams in the district. I mean, anybody can beat anybody on any given night. It's set up that way. Yeah, there's what five head coaches with head coaching state championship experience. And there's still a couple of them that have been to the state championship. Like Dustin Kennard took Sand Springs to the state championship a couple years ago. And a lot of great coaches. Coach Brown down there done a good job at Shawnee, and they've been in it before as well. So you got to stay on your toes. It keeps you working. You know, it keeps you working. There's not a day where you can just ease up and just think everything's all right. You got to continue to press forward. And I think that's what Rafe has done at Muskogee. You know, he's got some guys out of the hall and continue to push forward and has built a little run there and is doing a good job with the Muskogee Roughers. And it'll be interesting to see how this whole thing shakes out.
They reminded me just, and not necessarily stylistically, but a little bit just looking at their roster and watching a little bit of them, like Del City, where they've got some really talented, big, strong, physical, athletic skill guys, but not necessarily, you know, Bixby comes in here with 100 kids. There's not 100 kids on Muskogee's roster. You guys probably have more guys in your roster than Muskogee, but, you know, the top level, those 22 guys they throw out there, and many of them do play both ways, they're really strong and athletic and obviously extremely talented.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if you think back a year ago, we didn't play a JV game with Muskogee because they were so thin. They didn't have enough kids to, you know, and then the playoffs were so close, so we didn't play that game. But the kids they do have, they do a great job with. They go hard. You can tell they're very passionate about the game, and we'll put a lot of pressure on you. And when they show up and they're ready to go, they're a very, very good football team.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport, mentioned Rafe Watkins in his sixth season now at Muskogee, so he's been there a while. He, of course, had most of his success at Guthrie, won 5 state titles while he was there. We mentioned this a little bit in the opening segment. If you missed it, Muskogee beat Booker T 7-6. The Roughers scored on a 9-minute, 90-yard drive to start that ball game against Booker T last week, and they didn't score again, and they still won 7-6. I also noticed, Coach, and maybe you probably watched them much more than me, most teams that they've played have only scored 6 points. Are they really adept at blocking point afters, or they just had a lot of guys miss them? I mean, like 4 of their last opponents, they have lost Muskogee some large amount to 6. And even some of the other games, you know, teams have scored like 12 or 18 or something like that. I don't know what the deal is, but point after attempts have not been particularly successful against them this year.
Yes, I've noticed that as well. They do a good job with that. The games, they've had a couple of just blowouts. That Ponca City game that they had, of course, they've done a good job, but Ponca City also played a sophomore quarterback. They had, you know, 6 turnovers that night. And I will tell you, if you remember back a year ago when we played these guys, felt like defensively we'd done a decent job early on, especially, you know, the first half. But they scored on special teams in the second half to open the thing up. They do a great job with all 3 phases. That's probably why you notice some of the 6 and the 12 and the 18s that are popping up. I don't think they, you know, relax on any phase of the game. That's a testament to Coach Watkins and the guys that are getting those kids playing. There are teams that don't focus on it as much, and we try to take advantage of those things. And it's hard to find a squad to take advantage of Muskogee when they're coached up like they are. So,
talking with Bruin head football coach Jason Sport here in his weekly radio show. Mention Muskogee 7-1 as far as the district has gone. 47-6 over Ponca. Coach Sport just mentioned that. 54-6 over Sand Springs. 34-6 over Sepulpa. And 7-6 over Booker T. Washington. And then the one blemish on their record, we talked about this a bit last week, was a little bit of an eyebrow raiser. Muskogee lost to Shawnee on the road, 32-29. I had a chance to review that and read a little bit more about it this week than last week. They had a punt blocked.
Opening series.
In the opening series, but it wasn't like, you know, when you see something like that, you wonder if the Roughers had like 2 pick sixes and a blocked punt for a touchdown. That wasn't really the case. Shawnee just kept on coming after him, and they were down a couple times, just like you guys were against Ponca City, and just continued to kind of drive the ball, score, keep it within one possession at the very least, and they ended up just going down the field, you know, down by less than a possession and scoring at the end to get that 3-point victory. So Shawnee kind of outplayed them at the end. I'm sure that that got Coach Watkins most of his guys' attention here toward the tail end of 2019.
Without a doubt. I think I said this to you maybe off air at some point, but, you know, those fall break games, you take a Thursday, go on the road, and you're the, you know, the road team and expected to win. Sometimes it's a strange night. You know, I've seen some kids come out kind of flat, like they're not kind of in sync early on. And one, Shawnee played extremely hard that night, done a good job. They kept getting the ball to number two, and he's a dynamic football player. They got a running back that can go and jumped in that wildcat some and just kind of, you know, ball control and never did back away from it. And Shawnee drove the ball an entire length of the field at the very end and got a first down at the very end and punched it in, 6 seconds left. The wild thing is, I mean, even with that loss, they're still second at, they're second in our district after, you know, beating Booker T. And that was a crazy game because it was in the rain and everything else going on. But they're sitting solid second right now, and Booker T's third, and there's a three-way tie for the last spot. So things are getting interesting the last few weeks here, and our kids are continuing to battle this week. They've had a great week of practice, you know. Really glad the last couple of days that we've had that Bruin Activity Center, that indoor facility there, and get a lot of good, clean work done.
Talking with Jason Sport here about Bartlesville's upcoming ball game at Muskogee. Mentioned most of their guys back on offense. 10 returners. Ty Williams was a guy who really wasn't even supposed to be their quarterback prior to last year. They had a guy they had slotted in as a starter who ended up transferring in the preseason, and he got put in there, but he's done a heck of a job. Second-year starter for him now. Dual threat guy. About a 50% completion rate as a passer. They'll run it far more than they pass it, but he's someone who can still hurt you with his arm, and he kind of reminds me of a lot of the other guys you faced this year that are maybe a little bit more run first than they are pass, but certainly you know, he'll be able to beat you over the top too if he gets a good one.
Without a doubt. Welcome to 6A2. You know, it's quality coaches, quality kids. They do a good job with their scheme, and the thing with Ty is, you know, if he throws it to one of those dynamic receivers, you know, 10 times, if they catch 5 of those, that's, you know, that's a lot of yardage, even if they're 50%. Yeah. And then when he does decide to pull it on its own read of some sort, if you fit exactly like where you're supposed to fit, you still got to tackle that guy when it comes down to it. If you have one free guy, or even if you had a guy, you still got to tackle a couple of really dynamic runners. Him and his running back are both very good football players, and just another week in 6A2, you know.
He's a Division I recruit at safety, so he's going to be a guy, Ty Williams, that plays both ways. You'll hear his name when he's playing offense, and he's going to play somewhere. I think North Texas was the biggest offer that I saw to this point, but, you know, he's still got a while left. He's going to play somewhere on Saturdays on the defensive side of the football, which kind of goes to show you how athletic he is. And the main guy they have on offense is someone that we're quite familiar with from a year ago, is Jimmy Coleman. He's their tailback. He is the rushing leader in the state of Oklahoma, according to multiple unofficial stats. He's someone who's already compiled about 1,500 yards through 8 ball games. He averaged 7 yards a carry as a sophomore. He's his third-year starter, and he's been averaging more than 8 yards a carry ever since then. He's averaging 8.4 again this year, and that's what he's been ever since he's been a high school tailback, just kind of steady as she goes. And he's someone that you guys were able to bottle up for a bit, eventually broke free. I think he had the kick return for a touchdown, if I remember correctly, last year when Bartlesville lost to Muskogee at home, 39-22. So certainly a dynamic guy touching the football there.
Oh, man. He does a good job. I think he had like 290 yards rushing in the game 2 weeks ago. And what I've noticed is even when, you know, Shawnee had a lot of opportunities to tackle that guy, and down the stretch, it seemed as though he got stronger. And he's not a big, big guy, but people have a difficult time bringing him down. I think part of that is, I mean, the running back is a great running back, does a good job, but you got a giant offensive line, and their defensive line wears you out on the other side of the ball. And, you know, attrition, over the course of a game, it's going to look like that guy gets stronger than he was at the first of the game. And we're going to do a good job of pursuing the ball. It's not going to just be one guy get there, wrap him up. It's everybody's got to get there and do their job and continue to do that consistently throughout the night to give us an opportunity to, you know, be in the game at the end. So
you've talked about this before, but this is why we're here, right? Playoff implications. You're tied for a playoff spot right now. You know, we'll see what happens. There's a whole lot of football left to be played 2 weeks. You're on the road against a team that's only lost one game so far this year. This is kind of what it's all about.
If
that doesn't get, you know, the guys that were putting a lot of dinks down their throat tonight excited, then I don't know what does, because that's exactly what high school football is about.
They get it. They understand it. They know what the task is in front of them, and the message does not change. It continues to be the same, and we're trying to put our kids in the very best possible position. And there are two games left, and I've seen it in this same situation go, you know, 10 different ways. I think, you know, we've got to do our part. At the end of the day, we want to do our part and make sure we're giving ourselves a chance. Muskogee is a very good football team. You know, Shawnee is a very good football team. That's the last two we have. And you look at the other teams that are tied with us, Ponca City, and they have Bixby this week, and they have Sepulpa, which Sepulpa is the other team that's tied up with us. And Sepulpa has Sand Springs, which is a huge rivalry game, one of the oldest rivalries in the whole state. Yep. And then they finish up with Ponca City. So it'll be interesting to see these last 2 weeks and just how everything shakes out. And can't say enough just how proud I am of our kids. And they continue to battle. I mean, you just saw that last Friday night against Ponca City. I mean, there was points where, you know, a team that has a record that like ours against a rival could, you know, back down from some of that stuff. But our kids continue to push through with, despite the injuries and all the things that are going on around us and the distractions. We continue to push forward. So we'll see what happens this Friday with Muskogee. It should be a good night.
Looking forward to it. Bartlesville head football coach Jason Sport. Coach Sport, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Evan. Appreciate it.
For Coach Sport, Cody Tate, who was our Wassmiller Insurance player profile. Brady Rigdon, by the way, very well said. If you missed that, he thanked the community. That was really cool. Well, you can catch that on the archive version if you weren't tuned in for it, as that was pretty awesome. And also for Trey Stump, who does a great job keeping us back on the air at the studio. I'm Evan Farbach, wishing you a pleasant Wednesday evening from Dinks. We will see you Friday night in Muskogee.